didn't make those changes. The Flames didn't move out any of their core forwards or really make any of those type of moves, but doesn't mean that they didn't undergo some significant transition. In comes Jacob Markstrom, who is the biggest goaltending addition they've made in more than a decade. He signed 6x6. TJ Brody leaves for Toronto. Chris Tanev comes in from Vancouver, 4x4.5. And Cam Talbot is no longer a member of the team. He signs in Minnesota. Just overall, like from the outside, Nick, and from a few thousand kilometers away, what do we make of Calgary's kind of low-key reshaping of their group here?
Yeah, I like what they've done, and I think we forget some pieces as well. Like even a subtle pickup, Nikita Nesterov coming back from the Continental Hockey League, right? Played with Tampa back in the day. Juuso Välimäki, getting him healthy. I think he has an impact. Rasmus Anderson, can he take another step? I love the insulation of a Chris Tanev. You know, the guy's big on the PK and defensive-type minutes. That's going to be huge. It seems like Noah Hanifin's name's been on the trade market for years now, and he's only been in the league a couple years. And Mark Giordano, the captain, as we talked about, isn't getting any younger. I like the pickups this team has made, and I always viewed Calgary as a bounce-back team, even, you know, considering what they did last year. It was disappointing the way their bubble time ended, clearly. But I felt for a while now that Calgary has the right composition on paper to be a successful team, not to mention, I think maybe you guys would disagree, they have their first bona fide starting netminder since Mika Kiprusoff. Like, it's been that long. And that's taking nothing away from David Rittich. Like, I did my rankings and my fantasy hockey stuff for this division in terms of tandems, and I like a tandem pairing quite a bit of Jacob Markstrom and David Rittich. For Rittich to settle in, knowing he's the backup goalie and can settle in and get his starts when need be, I think is going to produce big-time value. So no doubt Calgary's one of the teams to beat, for me at least, in the North Division this season.
They are. I mean, it's the North Division. There's going to be a team that's going to stub its toe, right? I mean, just look at it. We have Vancouver, we have Toronto, we have Calgary, we have Edmonton, we have Montreal. I mean, these five teams, not to mention Winnipeg, who they could surprise, right? I mean, at least those five teams look like you can make a real argument that they should surefire be a top four team. So somebody's going to fall out. My only question with Calgary, and goaltending-wise, Rittich is actually really good backup at this point, and having him here gives you insulation that even if Markstrom has a bit of a iffy start, you have someone you can go to that can give you at least a baseline. My question with Markstrom, though, is how long will it take him to be at his best under Calgary's system, working with the goalie coach, and how that transition goes. It's really hard for goalies, even great ones, to get parachuted to new teams and be good right away. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like Bobrovsky. That's next level bad, and hopefully that's not what we see here in Calgary. But there could be an adjustment period, and there often is with goalies and new goalie coaches in circumstances like this. So that's my only question with Calgary, is that could it take a bit longer than hoped for Jacob Markstrom to be at his best, and how much does that impact where they end up in the standings?
Last thing I wonder about, and this is certainly a huge topic here in Calgary, I wonder if this is the last run for this group. Like, they didn't make any changes this offseason, and Nick, to your point, it was not a great trade market to do it in. And so here they come. They've made some significant changes, but the core group, for the most part, is pretty identical to what we've gotten used to. And I just wonder, Sad, if they don't have playoff success, if we're talking about a non-playoff year or another first-round exit, I wonder if that's when the trigger gets pulled on some of these moves that they've been discussing, some of these things that have been out there for a little while now. Because how long can you go forward with having the same core group if that success doesn't eventually come?
Right, and I do think that that's going to blow up a lot of different things. Would you guys agree, Pat? I'll throw this to you, and Nick, get in on this as well, that Brad Trey Living is a do-or-die season for him. I know he's got, you know, an extension and everything, but considering all the ammunition he's had, all he's spent, and the trades that he's made, if this blows up in their face, not only are you rebuilding the roster to some degree, you're probably looking for a new direction in the front office.
I think it all of a sudden becomes wide open for discussion, Nick, in that respect, because he's had a number of coaches go through here, not always because there's one that was out of his control, but I mean, the amount of head coaches, the playoff success hasn't been there since his very first year when he took over. Yeah, I think that door is wide open. If this is a disappointing year, I think those conversations intensify. Absolutely, I do.